Mary Forsyth was a successful pharmacist who thought she had everything until she was jailed for tax fraud. The last thing she expected was to discover a more fulfilling life while in prison. Mary joins me in the studio today to tell us a little of her story. Thanks for your time.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Before we talk about how your life actually came crashing down, maybe you could tell us a bit about what life looked like before it all fell apart.
Well, it was so interesting, Rodney, because really on the outside, everything looked amazing. You know, it's funny how life sometimes, things can look one way on the outside, but it's very different on the inside. I was raised in a very small rural community in Western Kentucky. Mom, dad, older sister went off to college to the University of Kentucky and became a pharmacist. So my path looked pretty normal. But on the inside, I never felt accepted. And the second year of college, I was raped. That was a big trauma in my life that I never told anyone. No one taught me how to handle pain and disappointment. So I just began to stuff my trouble, stuff my pain. I was a business owner. I was engaged to be married. I had a great deal of financial success. But on the inside, I was broken. I felt rejected. I hated myself. And by the time I'm running a pharmacy and handling a government contract, and the inventory went totally awry, and by the time I was investigated, I was pretty miserable on the inside.
Did you ever expect it would come to this, that you'd be imprisoned for what went on there?
Never. I mean, I like to say it this way. If you ever think of what's not going to happen, my number one would have been going to prison. I was the least likely candidate, I think, that I've known to go to prison. You know, I'd had some bumps along the road. I felt like I'd gotten myself through the rape and through some other bumps in life. And I just kept thinking, I can do anything. And I kept thinking the government would back off if I could just pay them the money they wanted to cover the inventory discrepancy. I never thought it would end up with me going to prison.
I'm interested. You say that on the outside everything looked wonderful, but inside you were very broken. As you've been traveling around the place and talking to people, do you find that that's often the case?
Exactly. And so many times we're under so much pressure to present ourselves in a way that really denies pain. And I believe if you properly process trauma and pain, you can get on the other side of it. I believe God can actually heal us totally of brokenness, of abandonment, of betrayal, of any kind of trauma.
You went to the place you thought you would least likely be, and that is prison.
That's right.
A fairly rough experience. What happened there?
I got sentenced to 5 years after I was convicted of 15 felony counts. And when my ex-fiance dropped me off in the prison, I really thought I was going to be there 15 days because the president of the United States had promised to pardon me. Through some social connections, my ex-fiance, Mike, and I had made it all the way to the White House. But the president left the White House, and the next president, Bill Clinton, came in, and he didn't sign my pardon papers. And it was at that point that I cried out to God and said, I can't do it anymore. And 8 days later, a man showed up to visit me that I'd never met before. I went out to the visiting yard, and a man showed up, and he said, are you Mary? And I said, yeah, and who are you? And he said, my name's Gary, and God sent me. Can we talk? And I said, yeah, I got a little time. And we sat down on a bench, and he just looked at me, and he said, do you want to receive freedom from God? And I said, did he send you here to say this to me? And he said, yes, he did. And the man prayed for me. And Rodney, all I can tell you is oppression and darkness and something unsettling within me left, and something amazing, peaceful, and empowering and comforting came in. It's amazing because one of the things I've learned about God is he brings you peace that passes all understanding. And bottom line, I like to say, he gives you peace and it doesn't even make sense.
You're trapped in this situation. You can't get out of it. To this point, you've been able to change everything along the
way.
That's
right.
And now you're in a place where you cannot change it. And you say that there is this peace that you have. How did that then play out for the years to come while you were still in prison?
You know, I like to say it this way, Rodney. I was kind of a functioning Humpty Dumpty. You know, I was totally broken and nobody really knew it but God. God so knew me. He knew where I needed to be healed and comforted and affirmed. And I was a very intelligent, wealthy, resourceful woman. But it was masking. I was the master of the mask.
You've been released. You've gone through the probation. How has life been since then?
The Lord has given me the privilege of traveling around the world in many, many nations to let people know that there's hope and that with God all things are possible. And even in the midst of trauma and loss and pain, there's a God that knows, there's a God that cares, and there's a God that wants to intervene. And I know for me, it was coming to that place of, you know, I was 30 years old with a three-year-old attitude, me do it myself. And I did not know how much God cared about me and how much God wanted to intervene. And so God's been opening doors, and I get to travel around and express my testimony to let people know that there's someone that really knows them and really cares.
If people want to find out a bit more about your story and especially want to find that hope that you've found, do you have a website that people could visit?
I do. It's called kingdomliving.com.
Mary, it's been great to hear a little bit of your story. I know there's so much more, but thank you for giving us that taste of how you've discovered hope in a most unlikely place. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you so much for having me.